Yo, what up? And welcome to the Tailgate, an extension to a regular podcast where we get you hyped and ready for the game. I'm your host, Smarts, alongside the always angry Angel, his counterpart, Instigating George, and the man with some facts, Massa. This is the Tailgate. Good evening. What up, yo?
Buenas noches.
How you guys doing?
I'm good, bro. I feel great.
You know what? I'm having a little bit of a laugh. It turns out the G's did something right finally, and they canceled some Levis tickets because I've seen these guys go wild on fucking Twitter right now. I don't know what happened, but that's hilarious. That's hilarious. Something got out.
The LAFC front office did this shit earlier this year. They did it last year to multiple Galaxy fans, and you didn't see people going, you didn't see the support groups going out there crying, oh, my tickets. I mean, shut the fuck up.
So, I mean, listen, I just think it's funny because they're crying. They're acting like, they're acting like real victims.
Yeah, and this is not a fucking LAFC podcast. They got what they deserve. There you go.
I agree.
Well, actually, you know, let me start off with two things. First thing about our FO. I know a lot of us talk a lot of shit about the front office every now and then. Absolutely. A lot of what we say is accurate and facts as fuck. But just throw it out there, because I know some people in the front office and listen to our shit. It's never personal. I actually genuinely like a lot of the people in the front office. There's a few people that come to mind that got nothing but love for them. Right. So when we talk about shit the front office does, it's not always about one specific person. So don't get butthurt. I don't want you to think it's about you specifically. All right. Yeah. Love you. It's just things in general. You guys also got to remember there's always, when we talk about the front office, it's unfortunate. Sometimes some people fall into that category just because that's where they work. Right. But it's not always specific. We're talking about the people that make decisions, like whoever decided not to support AFJA. You know, as the LA Galaxy Foundation, you know, basically the LA Galaxy Foundation took a massive dump. So the people at LA Galaxy Foundation, garbage, trash, you know, those type of people that call decisions like that, you know, people at the top that, you know, want to stroke ESPN, that want to stroke Fox, you know, all the other shit that they don't give a shit about San Jose, but want to push this stupid ass rivalry. Those type of people, right? People that make decisions like that, you know, that care first about their personal interests and support groups are secondary. The people that we interact with on a day-to-day basis about supporter relation stuff, that's not who we talk about. We're talking about the people that are actually making decisions. Again, like people at the Galaxy Foundation that took a massive shit with our friends over at AFJA, and now our friends over at AFJA are not even going to support, you know, by LAFC. As a matter of fact, they've all been getting thrown under the bus by LAFC the last 2 days because of their Galaxy ties. And their support is something else. I know. And the second thing...
Tangent for another reason. Come on, let's go.
Right, yeah. And the second thing, I do want to start off with... second thing, but this is really going to start off the show because I know we're here to talk about the game that's coming up. I want to give B-Nasty some love. He sent me a very long-ass message about what his thoughts are right now with the team. So do you mind talking about that first?
No. You want to hop in with that first?
Go for it. And so... full disclosure...
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Before you go in... again, this is a tailgate. We're going to try to get you in and out early, just getting you hyped for the game. There's a lot of shit going on, so it might be a little more lengthier, but we'll try to get you hyped for the game. We're against the lame. So let's get started with B-Nasty. He sends us a message. Yep.
So full disclosure, I haven't read this at all. I figured, you know, I'm going to listen to it the way that you guys are right now. I'm going to read it. So I'm going to react the same way that you guys are going to react with my thoughts. So here we go. And I quote, "So I feel like GPS needs to come to terms and accept that this team with its current roster cannot play the style that he wants them to. He lines them up, play high pressing, attacking style, but it's no secret that they can't do that. They do better playing a direct and counter-attacking style. I want to hear y'all's thoughts on my opinion about it being time for GBS to line up a 5-4-1. Hold man mark, do not give the opponent any option, force them to turn over the ball and kill with speed on the counter. Maybe they won't win by a lot or win any games at all, but at least they won't embarrassingly lose." That was that specific comment. Then he sent this formation. Basically, a back line of five, as he mentioned, Shelvick, Polenta, Steris, the only true CB, Gonzalez, Feldster, and obviously Bigham as your goalie, then Corona and Jonah as your midfielders, Antuna as your left winger, Fabio Alvarez as your right winger, and Zlatan up top. And then he followed it up with a quote from Sebastian Legette from some MLS article. I didn't read specifically where. Sebastian Legette's article reads this. It's tough, in parentheses, to pinpoint our identity. We play so different, midfield Sebastian Legette said. Obviously, when you have a big man up front, you have to use him. That's a big part of our attack. We try to get it as high as we can, as quick as possible, and then we play from there. Obviously, we want to dominate and keep possession, but I think we're most creative when we're a little more direct. Of course, playing on the ground, but definitely going forward. I think that's how Guillermo wants us to play. That's our most effective way, end quote. And then he continues, Brian continues, it's also motivational and confidence thing. It seems that GPS isn't putting it into their heads that they need to do better and that they are better than the results have shown. GPS sounds like he's given up on the team and this season, like he's waiting for next year to build his team, and Brian's quote. And that's what I got from him.
Wow, that's a lot to go through. Let's start with his formation thoughts. Of 5-4-1. Mm-hmm. I don't see it. I don't see it at all. I don't think. You know what? The thing is, like, the one anchor in our team is Zlatan, and then again, like, I don't also agree with us losing embarrassingly. Like, last game was embarrassing. That one was embarrassing, and I think we talked about it on Monday. It was a lack of heart. It was a lot of things. A lot of people just focusing on this game coming up Friday. But for the most part, though, like, we haven't looked horrible in defense. So I don't see that. But I do believe that we don't really have none of the players are bought into whatever style we're trying to play in. Because a lot of times we end up looking like we don't know what the fuck we're doing. So I don't know. I don't see the 5-4-1. That one doesn't sit well with me. What are you guys' thoughts?
Go for it, Masa.
I personally don't like it. I never like 5 at the back, especially because our back in Rolf is not fast enough to play that, or doesn't have the wind to play that. He can't even play a 4-3-3. When he pushes up, he doesn't track back fast enough. So if we're playing 5 in the back, he needs to attack and defend. And I don't think we have the right backs for that style.
Agree.
Exactly. 100, that's my biggest thing, because in this type of formation, you basically have two wing backs.
Yep.
Right. Yeah. So if that's the case, already as it is, we mentioned, look, I personally, I'm with Masa. I'm a fan of Felstra. I think defensively, if he plays just defense, he's fine. But in the role that he needs to play for GPS, he does not work, because he doesn't track back correctly. But I don't know if it's just because his wind or he's too slow or whatever it is. To me, this doesn't work in the sense that, well, the lineup that he sent out. But let's move on to this other thing, you know, about GPS. At this point, he's playing for next season. What do you guys think about that?
That I also don't agree with. I think he's doing what he can with what we have. You know what I mean? And at times it looked good, and at times it looked really bad. I don't think he's moved on. And it's been apparent to me, at least, that they're trying to build something this year, something to at least compete with this year. Obviously, I think next year is going to be a lot better with him having the second transfer market and getting rid of some of the players to bring in the players that he really wants, or the type of players that he really wants. So, this year has been a roller coaster, and I think it's easy to kind of get lost with some of the, like, the worst results and some of the really bad displays. But at the same time, like, all that being said, all that shit, that we've done, we're somehow standing in the top three on the Western Conference. You know what I mean?
Right, but even then, at this point, top three in the Western Conference, right? We're even on points, on games played from first place to even seventh place right now. You know, even all the way down to, you know what, just for the sake of conversation, the seventh place spot, which is Dallas. Dallas has one game ahead of us. Seattle's in second. They have 35 points. We have one less. We're 34. FC Dallas is at 29 points. So from Seattle all the way down to FC Dallas, which is 2-7, we're not separated from it's only what, like 8 points.
Well, I mean, listen, we talked about this earlier too, right? I'd rather have the points now than have games in hand or possibility of, you know, if they lose, they lose, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, where are we at right now today?
Correction, it's only 6 points, my bad. But
yeah, I think 7 points is like to be out of, right?
But with all the games coming up, with the opposition that we have and the way that we're looking right now.
Listen, I think they took a shit show last game.
I hope so.
I think they took a shit show last game. I'm not sitting here trying to convince anybody that we're going to win MLS Cup. I'm not doing that either. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is I think to say that GBS is given, like, is solely looking at next year, I think it's unfair too.
You want my opinion, yeah, if you don't mind? I think he's realistic that he thinks he can't win with this team in the long haul, as in this year. He's going to try to win every game, which is different. He's going to take each game, you know, with whatever best players he has available at the time and try to make the best possible lineup that he thinks can win that specific game that's coming up. However, I legitimately do think that he's thinking long term. And we actually had discussed this several episodes. As a matter of fact, when we probably talked about him, what do we think about him? Does he think to try to win now with Zlatan, or is he going to start building for the future and his team for the future? If I recall clearly, a lot of us were in agreement, says, look, you're going to try to win now game by game as you can. However, realistically, with all these contracts that you took and everything that you have right now and your constraints, you're probably not really going to realistically try to win until next year. Yeah. Right. But even then, I can challenge that. I'm not going to. I'm going to let it be, just because we could talk about the whole Almeida situation and the shit that he's dealing with in San Jose. Mm. Right. But listen, I'm past San Jose. So I just want, that's my two cents about GBS. And I think he's going to try to win each game in front of him. I still think he's thinking long term, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and I want to just clarify one thing. I don't agree with a lot of the statements being said. With that being said, there's valid points there. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of that is not like he's crazy. I think, you know what I mean? If I'm pressed, I could see that. I just don't think that we need to go that route yet, like changing formation or thinking that he's solely set for next season. But it's also not a crazy speculation from saying that. So that's what I'll say. Masa, you got any thoughts on that? On GBS's mentality?
No, I think he's just setting up for long term, because I don't think there's too many players on this roster that are going to stay next year. And I think the few players that he has now that might stay, he just wants to get them accustomed to mm-hmm. whatever he has planned in the near future. So why mess with that? Why mess with what he's going to go? Let's say he changes formation. Why change what he's going to go back to next season when he could just have those guys already, like, this is what we're running. They know what we're doing. And that makes it easier for the guys coming in next season to adjust to what we already know.
Yeah.
So it's all for chemistry, I guess. And I mean, I wouldn't change it.
And I'll say this, let's save this for one of the live podcasts. But let's start thinking about who you think is the base GBS is looking at for next year. So, you know, we'll save that for one of the live podcasts, because I think that's an interesting conversation to see who we think is saving for next season. All right. Shout out, Be Nasty. Thank you for fucking with us, one and two, for sending in some good thinking points. But let's get into his game. Friday, man. The game that it seems like they were waiting for, this, the game that we're thinking about since last week, is finally here. It's going to happen. You know, less than 2 days from the time recording. What are we thinking for lineups? Just before we start giving our lineups, Seba, Kitchen, Juni, Drini, and Pontius are unavailable for this game based on an interview GBS gave earlier today for the LA Galaxy. So with that being said, who do you guys think, what do you think our lineup is going to look like for Friday?
I think we run the same formation that we played. I think Stairs is ready, supposedly, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Supposedly.
I think this is the game where you try Pipo and Polenta at the back instead of starting Stairs.
Fuck.
Because if he has a little knock, and let's say he's not 100%, There's no better opportunity to try out the two guys that you brought in.
Remind me, who's out? Pontius, Leggett.
Leggett. Kitchen. Kitchen, Juni, and Drini.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So go for it, Masa.
So I think we run Bingham, obviously. I think we stick with Rolf. People on the right CB. Then we go Polenta and Shelvick. Then we go Corona, Jana, and then Fabio at the top as the cam. And then we go Antuna on the left. And I have a feeling we're going to start Boateng over Efra. And also we'll throw Antuna right and we'll throw Boateng left. And then we go with Zlatan up top. That's what I'm thinking.
100%. Same boat. I don't change anything from what I see, at least, and I expect based on the players that we're going to have available.
Yeah. Well, based on the report, right? I was really hoping that we had Kitchen back.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to see Kitchen in there. Yeah. And I
was hoping we had Lasagnini back.
We're like a month away.
Oh, by the way, I pulled my hamstring today.
Leg day?
Leg day? And you know what? I did it on my warm up too to make matters worse. And I still went with my leg workout and I fucked up because I'm in so much pain right now.
Ouch. Yep. I hope you get better. Yeah, listen, I can't disagree with Elina Massa. I think you're right. I think we're handicapped by injuries and by just the roster we have. I'm not confident with our right back or left back right now, defensive wise at least. But I don't see any other, and I don't see a better option than having those two play. So I think you're right. I think that's what we'll see. All right. What does the Galaxy have to do to get a result? Actually, you know what? Before we even do that, what to you guys, what is a result that's not going to have you pulling your hairs out? Or Angel, I don't know what you do, but what's a result that you guys are okay with?
That I'm okay with?
Yeah.
Not losing.
So you're cool with the draw? I hate to say it, but
I'll take a draw at this point.
Angel?
You guys, listen, I called the drug in San Jose, and to not be fucking livid?
Yeah.
At least a draw. However, when we get to predictions, I got to say.
I'm this is being straight up. I think if we don't win, I'm not necessarily going to be happy, especially because we gave up last game. For this game, like they gave up with thinking already in this game, if they don't fucking come out and get a win, my Lord, I'm pissed off. It might not be real expectations, but I don't want to see anything but a win for this match. Okay, so moving on, what does the Galaxy have to do to get a result?
I thought about this long and hard today. That's what she said. I feel like what needs to be done in this game is compact the middle and not have our backs push up. Not have them join the attack. That shit is gonna, like, we're basically gonna have to defend with six players and attack with four. And that would be Boateng, Zlatan, Antuna, and Fabio. And everybody else has to kind of just stay compact. Sit back and counter. I mean, I don't see us winning this game any other way, dog. At least stop them from scoring. I think that's how we do it. Because let's say Jonah pushes up, that leaves some opening.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. If I see Jonah pushing up or Corona pushing up, I feel like there's going to be too much space in the middle. And they might fuck us in the middle. So I think with keeping our backs behind and not pushing up, just one of them pushes up at a time, because mm-hmm. usually it's both of them,
mm-hmm.
then I think we'll be okay. But if they both go all out,
we're going to be exposed.
My thought
is similar, where I think I really want to see Jonah just sit in front of the defense the whole game. You know what I mean? Kind of relinquish some of the connection to Corona, and expect a lot more from Fabio But I want to see, I want to see Jonah just sitting in front of defense. And that way, when either of the backs pull forward, Jonah could almost drop in as another center back. So that's what I think that's one of the keys. I also think we got to exploit the wings and get some crosses. And listen, it's going to be this type of game. I want to see like 20 crosses this game. You know what I mean? I think that's because if we cross the ball and get Zlatan behind it, you could put one or two away easy against that defense or against any defense. So I want to see that.
Well, I want to talk about me and B Nasty had this conversation. He came over to my pad to watch the San Jose game last Friday, and we're watching it together, and we're talking about the Leva game. And this was before, you know, Galaxy got rocked, because then we were talking about. He was saying, he brought up a good point. He's like, yo, I'm not worried that Leva defense, I don't think they're as good. Or he's like, I don't think they're good. And I think if we're on, I think we could score on them. And I have to say, I agree. Especially, watch the game prior to the SJ game where Levas played Houston, dog. Houston should have been up 7-0 first half. They just can't finish.
I heard about that. I heard about that.
And I feel like we can expose them the same way. I feel like it's very possible. This is a game where we're going to have to outscore them.
And then, and you said it too, right? When you were talking about like how to win this game, it's going to be a midfield thing. Because I think what they do well is like they can stop an attack in the midfield and turn it into a counter like real quick. So I think you're 100% right. I think having Corona and Jonah really dictate the game in the midfield is going to be crucial for us to get any kind of attack going. And that's why I'm also okay with having Emma there, because I think Emma could beat pretty much anybody in the MLS. Given some speed, given some space. So,
I think Antuna too.
Yeah, sure.
If they both start and if they leave spaces, because they like to fucking push up a lot, if they leave spaces and if we could hit Antuna like we did against SJ, that long through ball that Jonathan gave him, dog, all game, bro, they're going to have to sit back. And then eventually it's not a game that's back and forth. It's a fucking midfield battle.
Yep.
And if they don't want to. We're playing a midfield battle, then I mean we could take advantage,
yeah,
at least on counters, and then you just put a fucking good cross into the box.
And I'll take the midfield with Jonah in it over almost any other midfield in the MLS right now. Like when Jonah with Jonah, man, if you could give him some space in the midfield, I'll take Jonah any day. Andrew, you got any thoughts on what do we do to get a result in this game?
Give the ball to Zlatan and let him be fucking mad today. He knows what this shit is. It's the one game that I know he knows what the fuck this is. This is the game that put him on. I'm not going to say the world map because obviously he already was there, but they reminded people who Zlatan was. The first game, he's obviously did it. The other two games, he wants this game. Like when Zlatan says he shows up for big games, I get that he doesn't think San Jose is a big game. That's fine. I don't even talk about the San Jose game right now because we're talking about this. He's going to show up, make it happen for Zlatan. Trust me, he's going to make it happen. This is the type of game where he's going to be fucking angry. He's going to be the lion slot that we've been wanting all season. If he doesn't show up in the other games the rest of the season, just show up for these two. At this point, I don't give a fuck anymore. Right? I don't give a fuck anymore because the season's shot. But at least show up for these two. Do what you got to do these two games against them. And you know what? If anyone asks what was Zlatan's legacy, at least he fucked LAFC. And I think he will.
I'm hoping so. I still think... I mean, yes, give him the ball. Just give him the ball close enough to their goal where you could, you know, take every single shot you can. I mean, did you guys get a chance to see the interview he had today?
I did not. I saw some of it.
He said something along the lines of like, well, they took 30 shots and I took zero. All right. So I think he's going to be looking to take a shit ton of shots on Saturday. On Friday, like,
who has a rocket for a fucking leg, dog? Like, there's no reason why he shouldn't be taking shots. But then again, that comes down to us creating.
Mm-hmm. Oh, getting him near there, right? Getting him.
I was talking to Chris, you know, all week, and he always gives me shit about Fabio.
Hello Kitty.
Like Fabio, right? Yeah, Hello Kitty, Chris. I like Fabio, and he's kind of over Fabio already. And I was like, cool, whatever. So we're talking about it, and you know, he's right though. We need players that, that haven't stepped up in the last 5-6 games to fucking step up. And I think Fabio is one of those players that needs to step up this game, because I mean, he plays soft. He plays too soft at times when it's like, yo, you're bro, like motherfuckers are gonna rock. You need to I don't know, eat some Wheaties or some shit. Like, so there's players like, I need Fabio to step up. I need everybody to step up this game. Fuck that. Yep. Everybody. But players that underperform, this is the game to show out.
Well, listen, if you got it right, I think everybody who played last game, everybody who showed no heart, they have to show something this game. I mean, they show everything this game. You know what I mean? There's no fucking way. They just have to come out. All right, moving on. Now, how can Levis hurt us? Is it just a matter of stopping Vela? What do we have to do to stop them?
I think there's two players that you want to stop on this team. I forget his name. What's his name? Kay? Okay.
Oh,
Anthony Kay?
Yeah. I think, I hate to say it, Doug. Laf was pretty solid. Like, he knows what to do with the ball. But I think with the personnel we have, you know, with Jonah and Corona, I think we are able to stop him. And if we stop him, I think that's key. Winning the midfield battles. That's what we need to do. That's key. I'm not too worried about Rossi or their strikers. Like, I could care less. And then Carlos Vela, dog. There's no stopping that man, dog. Like, there really
is. There is. You want to know what the secret is?
Go for it.
Have him play for Arsene Wenger.
Damn, the throwback. I see you.
Fair enough. It's like Robin. You know what he's going to do? Can you stop it? Not really. So I guess...
What about you win
your midfield battles and you don't let that ball get to him.
What about being
and
physical?
That's how you have to play.
What about being physical? What about being physical with Vela? Think that could stop him? Think that could slow him down?
You seen who the ref is?
No. Oh, I...
We're not going to be able to drop anybody. We're not going to be able to drop anybody the way that I would like to see it without us getting a card early. I would like one of our wingers, fuck it. If one of our offensive players rocks this fool, I'm straight. But if one of our backs or one of our CBs or one of our defensive midfielders gets a yellow card early, dog, they're gonna go after that.
Yeah.
Because I mean, these fools get called for everything, dog. You know, get baby.
I have a feeling this game's gonna get physical though.
Oh yeah.
I think it's gonna get physical. I think we'll see a couple yellow cards, a few yellow cards. I hope we don't see any red cards against us, because you know, I know their first, like, I don't know what, I think the stat was like the first 7 games they got a red card almost in each game, so they have been getting favored for that. So I hope we don't see that this game. And I think their biggest threat is fucking Vela, right? We got to figure out somehow to keep him on check. And I hope we keep more of the ball, because if we keep more of the ball, then you know, less chances of them getting there, less chance of them getting the ball to Vela and having that for hurt us. All right, boys. Let me get any thoughts, any remarks, anything you guys want to say before we go into predictions. Got anything? Nothing?
Yeah.
You guys gotta get something. Come on. It's Levis away. Levis at home. You fucking hyped? Fuck. Well, hyped as fuck.
So Masa and I are gonna watch it together at my place. Oh, so I'm gonna be hyped.
Right,
as
man.
Fuck.
I hate that.
And you wanna know what happened last time Masa and I watched this game together?
Oh yeah, it was good. Galaxy dominated.
The cheese came out fucking with fucking balls. They came out fucking hungry. They wanted to fuck Galaxy from the fucking beginning, and they had the opportunities to kill their asses early. Look, I don't want to give anyone kudos, but LAFC found a way to keep the Galaxy from scoring 10 more goals, because it felt like that was the case. They kept it close. They still found a way to tie it like within the last 10 minutes of the game. But other than that, 80 minutes, all Galaxy. All Galaxy. And straight up, I feel like it's going to happen. You guys know me. I've been pessimistic as fuck. I have reasons to say I feel the way against a lot of the games that we've had in the past over the last you know, this year in general, I've been accurate for the most part. You guys hate to admit that I'm always right, but I have been. But I have been. Well, I have been, though. I have been.
I hate you.
This is fact. But this game, and I don't want to be one of those type of supporters, because you guys know, you guys listen, I did take a fucking 6-month ban. That is accurate. If you guys want to know why I took it, feel free to reach out to me. And I don't regret any of it, because I hate San Jose a lot more than that. I don't have a straight up. I don't give a shit about LAFC. I mean, sure, it's annoying because they're here, but that's it. It's annoying. I don't hate them because they are nothing to me.
They're nothing. There's nothing there yet.
But this team, as in the players, listen, they've been there from day one. To them, it means something. At least that's what I'm going to go with. Because, I mean, they have been. They were in, quote unquote, the first game. Well, let's be honest, the first game was 2003. But to these guys right now, this and most of these guys have were involved there. Shelvick was there. Filster, as a matter of fact, Filster's best game last year was the third game against LAFC at home.
No,
he came
that
out from the beginning. He hit Rossi. He was coming in hard. And they were clean hard. Like, the ref called a few fouls that were bitch calls because he was being a little bitch. But Rolf went in hard, clean fouls, and he let them know they were there. And that's the type of, listen, these guys, Galaxy, our players are physical, but they don't act like it, with the exception of a few players. But we have, physically, they can beat the shit out of this team if they want to. But they don't do that to other teams. I think they're going to come out and come out hard. And straight up, I think we're going to give it to them.
Oh, man, I hope so. Listen, Angel, whatever, yes. Yes, baby. Whatever kind of protein you're on right now, baby. I need that. I need that. I wasn't expecting that at all, but I need that. Listen, I agree. I hope that's the right juju. You get banned and Galaxy beat these fuckers. So, you know.
It happened last year. I was serving a 3-game ban last year.
That's what I'm saying.
We played, and that's why I wasn't there. Shit, damn, you're right.
So I'm hoping that's the right combination of juju that we need. All right, but let's get into it. As you guys could tell, George is not with us. He's tending to his beautiful daughter. Congrats, Maji. Glad that you had your baby. Congratulations on that. Glad that that your lady's doing fine. So congrats. He did send in his prediction. He says 2-1 Galaxy. He didn't send in who's scoring, but let's just assume it's Bingham scoring 2 goals from kickoff. So 2-1
he
Galaxy.
He didn't send who was scoring?
Did I miss it?
No, I don't know.
No, he's a 2-1 Galaxy.
Okay.
Yeah, so 2-1. George has 2-1. Somebody else give me something.
Angel, go for it. Habla pues, maje.
I know, I'm thinking. I'm just thinking how... I mean... You know what? I'm going to say, because a lot of people are expecting them to score a bunch of goals, I say only get one in. They only get one in. They score one David Bingham on goal, and then we get three.
3-1. 3-1.
3-1. Yeah.
I'm scoring for you.
Zlatan scores two, and then fucking Polenta scores the other one.
Sick.
Yep. Yep.
Masa, what you got?
Shit. I'm going to call clean sheet for our boys. I'm going to stop these fools completely. I'm going to go 2-0 Galaxy. And I got Zlatan scoring two because he fucks Levas all the time.
Okay. Okay. I fucks with that a lot. I'm going to go a little wild. I'm going to say it's going to be a 4-2 game, Galaxy. And I think we break out towards the end. Zlatan hat trick. Zlatan hat trick and Antuna. That's what I'm going to say. Zlatan hat trick and Antuna.
I like that.
4-2. I think 4-2, like 75th, 80 minute, it's 2-2, and then Zlatan gets 2, hat trick, and then, you know, we go wild again. So I'm hoping that's the case. All victories. Didn't think we were going to get victories. I didn't think we were going to get victory predictions, but we did. We're in a sick relationship, like most of you guys listening. We're in a sick relationship with this team, and I love it. Angel, give me ACB plugs. We got ACB plugs. Do you still remember them?
ACB plugs? Oh, shit. You know, with everything that happened today and just and so much has gone down today. Rudy, you know now. Rudy, you understand a lot of my frustrations now. So you understand where I come from every now and then. But a few things. First of all, get there early if you didn't take the day off. On Friday, straight up, don't even bother going to a tailgate because there won't be a tailgate. Tailgate is going to be shut down about an hour 20, hour 15 before, because there will be a TIFO that's going to be done. So they need everybody in the stadium by then. If you purchased your original Angelinos jersey, you have to get there early to pick it up, because again, they will shut down the tailgate.
at 6 p.m. That's what we have right now.
They're aiming for, straight up, they're aiming for like 5:45, but we understand that some of you guys are slackers. Gates closed at 6 p.m. Yeah. For sure.
Tailgate so, closed. Tailgate closes at 6 p.m.
Like, I mean, well, the tailgate, the gate for the tailgate closes right at 6. So then you're asked out, no more in and outs. Some people are like, oh, well, I'm going to make it. Well, it's unfortunate. Don't blame us. Where we have priorities, our priorities are to support the team, mm-hmm. not to go get drunk. If you want to get drunk, next time you should sit the day off, mm-hmm. right? Or half the day. So those are the two biggest things. After the game, just so you guys are aware, if you're going to be in ACB, make your way over straight to the tailgate. You're going to be able to go through the cantina gate, through the back gate, through the cantina gate. I guarantee you guys going to be a shit show. I will be surprised if there is not a single ounce of violence anywhere. This game is going to be a fucking mess, but please do what you can to avoid from ending up like me. All right. Cause we need you guys in the stands for the next 6 months or whatever.
Yeah, listen, we got five home games after this. So
one thing, yes, don't take shit from anyone. Definitely protect yourself and hold your fucking ground if you have to, but don't go start shit. Please don't go and take your ass straight over to the tailgate area. Other thing, don't leave your fucking shit laying around. Don't leave your scars laying around. Take care of your shit. Hold all that shit tight. In terms of other game day stuff, as I already said, TIFO, and just bring it 90 plus. If you see the person next to you that is not doing shit, you better either tell them get the fuck out of 121 and 122 or the Galaxian section or the Outlaw section or Lars, and to go fucking stand with the LAAC fans that they don't want to fucking support, because you guys are there for a fucking reason.
Yeah, and if you're not in one of the support sections, still make some fucking noise. Make sure that you know that it's a home game, that our presence is felt throughout the whole fucking stadium. You guys are a big part of it, this game.
So wear white. Yep. Wear white as fuck.
White out.
White it out. Yep. Fucking KKK status. I don't care.
No, not KKK status. No, not that. Just wear white. Just wear white. What the fuck?
Just white it out. All right. White it out. All right. But no, seriously, I think that's pretty much it. I don't think I'm missing anything else. You got anything else, Rudy, I may have forgotten?
No, man. Just, again, just head to the tailgate after the game. We're going to be there for a while. Make sure nothing really pops off. Stand your ground, but don't look for bullshit. Let's go. We got five home games after this. So we need everybody there. Big arms. We gotta make up for Angel's big mouth not being there. So I don't need anybody else.
Appreciate you, baby.
So let's go. Let's go, baby. Get hyped. Get there
and
early.
We're winning.
Yeah,
let's go. Winning.
Back to tailgate. We're gonna celebrate in tailgate. So
it might not be pretty, but we winning.
All right. Anything else, Masi? You want something to say?
Llorar.
Dedication to all you LFC fans who lost their tickets. All right, y'all. That being said, it's another episode of The Tailgate. See you guys Friday. I'm your boy Rudy at I'm Smarts on Twitch. I'm Smarts on Twitter. I'm Smarts on the Gram. Angel, you're next.
Oh, my bad. Sorry. I was saying some shit. Follow me at LividAF96 or on Instagram at ADF3691 and hashtag FreeBandBunny. FreeBandBunny. FreeBandBunny.
Sign me off, Masa.
Peace, love, and G's up.
Peace.